Good morning. You know, this takes me back to one of my churches when I would be talking to people before the service began, and the usher would come and say, it's time to get in there and start the service. So I was just reminded I got to get up here, and I was just getting more announcements. Now, I will start by saying, which I can't quite say, I regret that I have but one elbow to give for the University United Methodist Church, because I've got two elbows. And I can't say I will raise my elbow to the church because I can't get it quite that high, which is my way of saying I've got a broken elbow. But anyway, enough of that. I'm Dean Moyer, and I'm here to welcome you. And Alicia, I've gotten more announcements people gave me. So I will get rid of the early ones fast. There's a March for Justice tomorrow morning from noon to 1, gathering at City Hall. I think there's even more of these out there on the table. You can speak to Nelson about it if you have any questions. Also, we have Fair Trade Coffee will be today instead of next week. So Fair Trade Coffee, and they also have tea. And I also got the announcement the pecans are for sale again, so you can purchase those. And now I'll get to the announcements I'm supposed to make. There's a leadership training day for all of us on Saturday, February the 10th. You need to do your own registration and paying the $5. But if you have any questions, speak to Pastor Alicia, and she will help you do what you need to do. Regarding the Martin Luther King celebration this afternoon, if you didn't pick up your tickets from Alicia yet, she has your ticket for you. The Poor People's Campaign is having a special meeting at our church on Tuesday evening, beginning at 5:30. You're all invited to come if you would like to do so. And then if you read it more in your bulletin, you will see the 8th Annual World Interfaith Harmony Assembly. The information's there. It's on February the 5th. But take this home with you so you can be reminded of all that's taking place, including upcoming meetings. You know, everybody's invited to come to upcoming meetings. You may not have a voice, but you're invited to be there and to be in attendance, because except for pastor-parish relations, almost all of our meetings are open meetings. And back at the back are rocking chairs if you need one. Restrooms either going that way or this way. And we will gather for soup and sermon afterward and in the gathering room to relate to other persons. And I think I've covered it all. And I will now step down.
Good morning, everyone. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here at University Church, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. When Jesus exorcises an unclean spirit from a man, word starts to get out in the surrounding region of Galilee. He becomes known as someone with authority who does not back down when faced with evil. Deuteronomy tells of prophets raised up. We will, as followers of Jesus, raise up against injustice. Today we honor Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy, a legacy of justice seeking, a legacy of claiming authority, and a legacy of not backing down when coming face to face with evil. The authority he claimed as a child of God, made in the image of God, and beloved of God, with a calling on his heart to love his neighbor as himself. Jesus said, "Come, follow me." Perhaps Martin's legacy does as well. Please remain seated and be a singer or a listener of our theme song for our theme, Known and Called.
Good morning. My name's Maddie Buckley. I'm the liturgist this morning. As we learn who Jesus is, we're also learning who we are called to be. God has sculpted each of us in God's own image. Together, we can rediscover what that means. Would you please rise and join me in the call to worship? God of the prophets, call to us today. God of the poets, remind us again how much you love us. God of the disciples, teach us how to follow you. God of all creation, help us to know your ways. We gather to hear your call, to sing your praise, to teach each other, to pray and worship as the body of Christ. The language of spirituals often had double meanings. One could cross over into freedom or cross over into heaven. Either way, you were on the other side and free. As we sing Old Ship of Zion, let yourself feel the freedom flow over you. Once we learn the refrain, the choir will begin to sing a counter melody to us. Please remain standing and join me in singing Old Ship of Zion, displayed on the screen. God has told us that God's house has many rooms, room enough for all. I now invite you to greet your fellow passengers on the old ship of Zion. Take a moment and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. Let us now greet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump, or a high five.
Will the children please join me if they're comfortable? We're going to come over here and let's sing them in. Hello, everybody. How are you today? You're good? So today we are talking about Martin Luther King Jr. There's a lot of things we're talking about from the Bible, but we're also going to talk about Martin Luther King Jr. So I'm wondering, does anyone know who Martin Luther King Jr. is? Okay. Who is he? Can you come closer so we can hear you?
He was the one who made us all together.
Yeah, he's the one who made us all together. What? Anything else you want to add? That's okay if you don't. I have another question. What did he do? I mean, Eric said he brought us together, but what else did he do? What else did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
Oh, yes.
Help us?
Yeah, he helped us. He helped us by getting us aware of injustice that were going on and giving us a way to talk and do something about it.
And he also he marched.
He did march, yeah, he did.
He helped us to stop fighting each other.
Yeah, he helped us to stop fighting each other, yes. Would anyone like to add anything else? Did you know that he was a Christian? Yes. Okay.
He was a pastor.
He was a pastor. He was a pastor in the Baptist tradition. But he was Christian. And so all of the things that Martin Luther King Jr. talked about are also in the Bible and are Jesus teachings. So Martin Luther King Jr. was doing all these things right from Jesus teachings. And so I bring this up to you because we still need leaders. Martin Luther King Jr. was a wonderful leader, but we still need leaders, people who will lead us in the ways of Jesus' teachings and bring it out into the streets like Martin Luther King Jr. did. And I want all of you to know that each of you can do that. You can be a leader to make change. You just need to follow Jesus' teachings and follow your heart. All right? Will you pray with me? All right. Loving God, we thank you for these children. We ask that one of them or all of them become leaders, leaders who will bring us to the next level of seeing justice throughout our country and throughout our world. Be with each of them and give them the gifts and the graces to be leaders and to preach your gospel all throughout. We praise you and we thank you for the children. I pray this in your many names. Amen. Thank you so much for talking with me today, and you can go sit with whoever brought you, okay? Just be careful of the equipment up here, okay?
Our scriptures this morning from the Common English Bible are about God rising up prophets to speak God's word. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 and 19, the Hebrew people are about to cross over into the promised land, but Moses' life is ending and he will not be going with them. Moses reassures them that God has promised to again send a prophet like Moses. This is a scripture of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 18 to 19. I'll raise up a prophet for them from among their fellow Israelites, one just like you. I'll put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. I myself will hold accountable anyone who doesn't listen to my words, which that prophet will speak in my name. And then, as we read in the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter, verses 21 to 27, 14 centuries later, those hearing Jesus began to realize that God's promise is unfolding before their eyes. Remember Philip saying to Nathanael in our scripture a few weeks ago, "We have found the one Moses wrote about." This is the scripture from Mark. Immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and started teaching. The people were amazed by his teaching, for he was teaching them with authority, not like the legal experts. Suddenly, there in the synagogue, a person with an evil spirit screamed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One from God." "Silence," Jesus said, speaking harshly to the demon. "Come out of him." The unclean spirit shook him and screamed, then it came out. Everyone was shaken and questioned among themselves, "What's this, a new teaching with authority? He even commands unclean spirits, and they obey him." This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Every year, as we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, we sing "Lift Every Voice and Sing." This poem by James Weldon Johnson was written in 1900 for a celebration of Abraham Lincoln's birthday and was set to music by his brother, John Roseman Johnson, in 1905. In 1919, the NAACP adopted the song as the Negro National Anthem. Would you please stand as you're able and join me in singing "Lift Every Voice and Sing," number 519 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
Please be seated. I'm just taking that song in right now. Lift every voice and sing. What a wonderful place it would be if we did that. Lift every voice. Value every voice. Today's message is entitled, Known to Stand Our Ground. It seems we talk about this quite often, don't we? It seems Jesus talked about it quite often as well. What does this interesting text about unclean or evil spirits and Jesus getting rid of it have to do with Jesus' teachings for us today? Well, let's take a closer look. The reading begins with immediately. On the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and started teaching. The author of Mark uses the word immediately a lot in his gospel. It was his style of writing, and he wanted to be sure everyone knew this was an urgent and important message. Some English translations have changed the word immediately to flow better for the current readers, but may have taken some of the author's message away in doing so. Jesus did not go to the synagogue to be taught, but to teach. He taught with authority. And you can see these words up here, authority. Verse 23, suddenly, which probably was originally immediately, there in the synagogue, a person with an evil spirit screamed, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One from God." Well, what does Jesus say? Silence. Come out of him. Jesus didn't debate what the unclean or evil spirit had to say or why he said it. Jesus just stood his ground, saying, silence, come out of him. And what happened? The unclean or evil spirit left the man. Some say this unclean or evil spirit was a disease or maybe a physical disability, and Jesus healed the man. Some sermons will focus on this today, focus on the power of Jesus' healing and miracles. But guess what? We'll save that for another sermon. Maybe in 3 years when we come back to this text, that will be my theme. Today, Jesus' words teach us how to stand our ground. Scholar Ophelia Ortega states, Jesus' powerful teaching not only is fresh to the ears of the faithful, but also disrupts the undisrupted presence of evil. And she states, the authority is not only in the teaching, but also in the action. The people present were surprised, impressed, that Jesus not only taught in word, but in action. Gary Charles observes, in Mark, the emphasis is on what the teacher does, more than on any carefully worded lecture or sermon. This brought me comfort. In other words, Jesus and Jesus' followers are not to only say it, but do what we say and stand our ground. Standing our ground does not always mean standing and marching with signs like we see up here. It means in everyday situations we love our neighbor, we smile and look people in the eye to let them know we notice and they're important. It is listening to someone in distress. It is praying for compassion and justice to reign. It is embodying the message of the gospel day by day, moment by moment. Jesus came to the synagogue for the oppressed, the poor. He did not try to hobnob with the leaders of the synagogue. It's interesting that the unclean or evil spirit was found in a house of worship. Could the author of Mark have been alluding to the unclean or evil that the unclean or evil might even be within the leaders or the doctrine of a house of worship. Next Saturday, several people will be traveling to St. Paul's in Ithaca to celebrate their 25 years as a reconciling congregation. Well, why do we have reconciling congregations in the United Methodist Church? Well, it's because some United Methodist congregations, including this congregation, believe some of the doctrine needs to change to include all people, including people who identify as LGBTQ, into ministry when called by God, in marriage when in love, and hurtful words in regard to the LGBTQ community to be taken out of the rule book or book of discipline. Reconciling congregations are continuing to stand their ground. We continue to call out exclusion and work to include in an authentic way, even in the church. So what did the people do once they witnessed Jesus' teaching with authority? Verse 28, which was not read today, says, right away, probably said immediately, the news about him spread throughout the entire region of Galilee. In other words, they sat on the sidelines observing and then went on Facebook to tell their friends what they had seen that day. Well, they didn't go on Facebook, but they did not participate or talk with Jesus. They just watched, and then they shared their experience. It kind of sounds like today. Many people will capture video, post it on Facebook, and people will gossip about it. How are we as Jesus followers to be different? How are we to stand our ground? Today in Syracuse, we celebrate and honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I say his full title because he earned these degrees in a time in which, as a black man, would have been extremely challenging to not only get into such a program, but to complete them. He was word in action. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a man who took the Gospels to heart. For me, this is a reflection of our text today. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. It seems we or our country may have forgotten Martin Luther King Jr. was grounded in Scripture. His birthday is now a day off from our regular jobs and schools, but not really a day off. It has been called a day of action and service. Martin Luther King Jr. did not serve just one day a year, but most days of the year. He taught many of us how to stand our ground in a non-violent way. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. He opened our eyes to injustice and called us to take action immediately. Martin Luther King Jr. was grounded in Scripture. He was a Jesus follower, just like you and me. I will end with this. In chapter 1, Mark's hearers and readers are put on notice that the boundary-breaking, demon-dashing, law-transcending Son of God has arrived in the person of Jesus, and he expects his followers far more than just amazement. Martin Luther King Jr. is a shining example of this. We are called and known to stand our ground, to put words into action. Amen.
There are many places in this world where uncertainty reigns. Let us lift up names of places in this world that need our prayers. Where are some places?
Korea,
Kentucky, Liberia, Congo, Syria and Puerto Rico,
Chicago.
I heard another one in the back, but I didn't hear it. Afghanistan, yes. America, yes. Syracuse, Sylvan Beach. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, sit tall, and take a deep breath. In Hebrew, breath and spirit are the same word. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let us pray. Dear God, please be with those whose names we've mentioned today and those lifted up to you only in our hearts. As we leave this service today, let us go into the world in these uncertain times, remembering the power we carry with your love in our hearts. Let us each use our gifts and talents in our unique ways to spread that love and advocate justice and peace. Only through kindness and action can we work towards the world Dr. King dreamed we would one day see. And now let us join in the prayer the Lord has taught us to pray, saying, Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we enter into a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You're our guest. We are grateful that you're here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. May the work of Dr. King continue to eradicate injustice wherever and whenever we encounter it. May we continue to speak out against injustice, to speak even if we are afraid our words will not be heard or welcomed. May the spirit of Dr. King continue to flow through our daily living. May we have the courage of Dr. King as we continue to stand up for justice, reconciliation, and truth, despite challenge and controversy. Amen. The unofficial anthem of the civil rights movement was "We Shall Overcome." Deep courage and faith alone can overcome evil and hatred. If you are comfortable, please join hands across the aisles as we sing together.
Hold this thought, because this is the only way we will overcome this one day. Keep this in your heart. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. May the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Christ, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you, so you may remain strong always. Amen.